Well, I mean, what's been going on? What's going on? I haven't done any of these as often as I love to. This passion still goes in me, believe it or not. It's not something that I've got tired out. Because I don't do this for money. I do this to talk shit. And I guess for me, man, it's just been a lot going on. Not a lot, but just a lot of changes, you know. When you kind of get in a relationship and all of a sudden you go up from one kid to three kids and a dog. You kind of, you know, become busy a lot, man. And you hanging out with the girl and you're in the honeymoon phase, I guess as they call it. Then you're, you know, next thing you know, it's like, fuck. And then you're lazy because you're not building, you know. My thing is this, is that I'm not building my podcast room. Like, it's there, it's almost all set up. But my desktop screen during the move, which was like 3 months ago, it's not working anymore. So you're like all of a sudden fucking like, oh, what's happening here? It's not working anymore. I'm not getting it. What's the reason for the hold up here? So I don't like doing them as mobile because I could just crank them out very quickly, one by one. And for whatever reason, man, it's just been a little bit hard to get around. But no excuses. I still do my weekly fantasy football podcast for the crew. Now, I got to do these updates for my sister because she's so fucking nosy. And because I don't talk to her. And then, obviously, my dad is always asking, like, oh, how's your brother doing? How's his radio show doing? And, you know, she just gives him all the scoop. Like, all she does is kiss ass on the dad side of the family. It's like, I haven't gotten back to my dad. It's like, he mails me. He's so bitter. Like, yo, you don't even write to me. Like, I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. And I got, like, a money order sitting there that I need to send them back because I don't need that money, bro. Like, you're not going to buy me with your money. You know, but my sister go ahead and gives him the scoop and talks shit, whatever it is. You know how girls do. Some girls just can't help themselves, especially ones that are bitter. But, yeah, I've just been living a good life, man. I've been, you know, just kind of settling into my new place and getting the little one, spending time with her. It's a different dynamic because when you have kids of the same age and they don't have the same personality, it's something that you have to play referee in a bit. So that's kind of what I end up doing. Like, it's funny because me and my partner always talk about it all the time. It's not even the grown-ups having the issues. You know how typically it's the grown-ups having the issues with these relationship stuff? It's not even us. It's all the kids. Like, we have to, the kids cannot be around. This is the deal. The kids cannot be around each other for no more than a few hours just because. Like, my little one, like, for example, my little one will get excited. She'll want to do some drama play. And my daughter, knowing how she is, she wants to do it repetitively for a long period of time. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't resonate with the other one. The other one, it's like, okay, I want to do stuff for a half hour. She wants to get in, and she's like me, wants to get as much stuff in the day as possible. And it's not trying to spend all day doing dancing or doing acting or whatever it is that Jazz wants to do. She'll do it, but she's not doing it all day and night. So it causes a conundrum with boredom between the girls or getting their feelings and things like that. So, you know, I've always braced for impact on that. I'm not used to that, but it's good. You know, I felt my move there was for a good reason, to teach my daughter how to navigate in a space where it doesn't revolve around her. And I needed to have her transition into such things because I created a Disney bubble. I created a bubble of, this is your world, I'm just living in it. And I wanted to transition as she's going into middle school, which are the tough years, and going into high school. So it should be interesting. It should be good. But so far, so good. No major hiccups. We've had a lot of family talks within the new dynamic. You know, everyone getting used to it. It's just everything has been... It's weird because even though we're going with the flow, it has, in a way, maybe gone faster than other people have gone in their relationships. Meaning we haven't even been a year together and we already moved in. So, you know, but that's the kind of connection that me and my partner have. And that's one of those that, for other people, we recognize it. Even though I've made mistakes along the way, and she's recognized some of the things that she's working through, we have understood that at the end, it's like we have a deeper connection than the average bear. So we're like in this mode of, shit, like, this is not a big deal. Like, let's work through it. shit, like, you know, no one's walking away from the fray. And it's not walking away because of we just feel there's no connection. It's not walking away because we do feel that strong of a connection on all levels, on a personal, emotional, sexual level. We feel that PES model and compatibility. It's very eerily weird. And we were talking about that this past week, how weird it's been. Like, there's a deeper level that can't be explained. Obviously, she can because she's more spiritual and she's more into studying of just the spiritual side of our society, of our species, not necessarily with Christianity, but just and just spirits in general. I mean, she's really very knowledgeable about that stuff. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. You know, you're able to tap into that energy and find out. I'm more like, hey, listen, this is just not normal for me. And I was looking into it and listening about this thing. It talks about spiritual twin flames. You know how we all talk about soulmates, right? Like, there is a higher level to that. I think that's where, and I had that revelation today in a way where I'm talking to my partner about it. And, we're really transparent and honest about things. And she just tells me, I think what you had, and I agree with this, by the way, what you have with somebody else, like, you know, the one that I was howling at the moon about a couple years ago, that was a girl that was married. We had a great connection, and it just didn't work out. I was collateral damage. She moved on. And that was a soulmate. Like, we had this crazy connective energy to each other. And it wasn't like one of those toxic things. It was just really, we connected, we understood each other, we accepted each other. But the one that I'm in right now, it's a higher state. Can you believe that? I didn't even know that. And then there's all fucking videos about it on YouTube and shit, talking about twin flames and shit. It's like the next level. That's more of when you have same values, when you've had similar experiences, when you do things a certain way, when you conversate in a certain way. And that's how we are. Like, we are just always nonstop talking every day. Like, every day we talk. Like, just recently, we were on the phone for 4 hours. I mean, we fucking talk, man. Like, we are on it. And I was telling her the other day, I was like, you know, I think this is like, you ever watch Big Brother? She's like, no. Yeah, Big Brother's a show that I was kind of forced to watch a long time ago. And I was like, that's what we're doing. Like, we talk so much and we spend so much time that we are like, even though we're not even a year into it, we spend more time and invest in each other's thoughts and situations than the average bear. So I feel that we've expedited a lot of the time. And I think COVID also did that for us as well. Meaning in the sense of having to spend time, lockdown time together, being limited to going to the office. You know how all of us were meant to go into our work environment. I don't have to do that shit. And she doesn't have to do that. So guess what? We're playing house 24/7, and you're able to have great conversations. And that's the thing about it. It's like, when you are in a level of a connection like we have, it doesn't get boring being around her. You know how, like, some of you guys are like, look, I need my time or whatever. And we do enjoy our time apart, but it's not needed, is what I'm saying. And that's a rare thing. And, you know, I was just like, again, just reflecting on all these things that I was looking up about twin flames. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah, man, that makes sense. Because we're just connected on a deeper level. And like I said, I mean, when you're having something that deep and that well understood between two people, and it's not necessarily like you're aligning on every level. Like, you still have some, it's a yin and a yang element, right? It's not necessarily opposite attracts. It's not even that. It's like we have, the foundation is very similar to how we think I want to be. But there's some things that we are able to help one another with realizing or being in a better state. I've always prided myself on that. I always felt for the longest time that I made an effort to help people unlock their potential, help people understand their purpose or understand a different way of looking at life. And some of them have taken it. A lot of my relationships, they kind of just listen to it but don't pay attention to it. But no, she's really run with it. A lot of things that I've said, if not all of them, and have been so beneficial to her and to her well-being. And that's great. She gets it, because part of it is because we have the same type of thinking. It's just that, you know how it is, guys, in a world where you don't find people that you're compatible with, but then you're thinking you gotta eat shit to be with somebody, or you gotta deal with people because you're related to them. And for whatever reason, it's like that's and you're stuck with different mindsets that you're not able to grow. You're just more defending where you're at right now. Whereas with us as a relationship, we're like, okay, we find each other, we connect, we understand each other. Okay, how do we make each other better? How do we talk about these things and from, as she would say, an elevated level? And again, this is not religion or anything like that. It's just kind of talking from a state of spirituality. And I'm all with that. I'm like, shit, you know, like my mindset is there is one religion. There has to be, because there's no way you're going to convince me that somebody that's an atheist is a good person and is going to be condemned to having a lot of bad things happening to them in the afterlife. It's not going to happen. Not in my opinion. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But it is what it is, right? And at the end, when you're having this type of connection, like we talk about the twin flames, and it's an interesting thing. You know, I was watching this guy on a video, and he was so boring when I was hearing him. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? You know, it's probably how people just feel when they listen to me. But this guy was like, welcome, ha ha. And he's trying to be funny, but it just doesn't even sound. It's like, okay, like you're, girls like that when you're drunk. Yeah, girl, you like the scented me. You think, yeah, this is spirit flames, ha ha. We are, you're flaming hot, ha ha. Like, you know, that kind of talk. I'm like, just be a guy. Just be a fucking guy, right? Don't try to sell me on, try to, you know, go ahead and powder puff that fucking act. Just tell me what you need to tell me, and we're good to go. But, yeah, I mean, that was a very interesting conversation I was having. I thought it was great. And it just lets us know, man, how the world is, you know, how things have been going on. And like I said, for me, it's just been great. It's an elevated experience. I've never had any other experience like this, for sure. And I feel that's so important for me, man, because when you were having these conversations, when you were having this level of a connection, I told her, I said, this is not normal. Like, I know this. For me not to get aggravated, for me not to get in any temper tantrums whatsoever, it's been it's just been something to marvel at, right? And it's just been something that you sit back and say, this is not normal, man. This is not within the normal confines of a relationship, you know? Like people getting along, not getting along, whatever it is. It's like, no, we're like, yeah, man, we get along. We get along just fine. And I guess for me, that's something that I marvel at, because I think all of us always look for that connection. And I've always talked about it, but I never knew that it was along the lines of, look, I'm kind of backing in, and I'm using my new car. I had to get a new car. That was a crazy adventure for me. I had to go ahead and buy a car at the 100,000 mile marker for my car. There was, well, I'll probably go into that for another day. I don't fucking know. I had to get a new car. I had to change. Got a new place, new car, all that good stuff. New changes all around, and it's just been good. It's been great, and I'm very thankful. And my little one's adjusting very well. You know, it's a little bit of an extra drive for her. It's a half-hour drive to school, give or take. And it's been something that I've been really just monitoring her you know, her status on and her mindset on, and it's been good. It's been really good. So, needless to say, it's been something that we've both enjoyed, and we've both have been, meaning the adults, have been very good. The kids, slowly but surely, it's getting fun. It's getting better. It's a matter of them learning how to interact with each other, knowing that they have differences, knowing that they're not on the same page, right? So, I mean, that's for me. That's kind of what it is. So, no, but good times, man. And it's great because at the end of the day, you know, you have this great connection as a grown-up. You have this great connection as people. And these are the things that we all look forward to. You know, people always, they go a lifetime looking into that stuff and trying to find the right connection and trying to be connected. And it's unfortunate because, you know, what I found, to think that I found, and I'll leave with this, to think that I found a soulmate and a twin flame in the same lifetime, that's pretty fucking, or to have experienced it, because this is a higher level. Like, this is a higher level than I had before. And I thought what I had before, I would never be able to go back and get anything better than that. But I have. I really, truly have. And it's like, oh, wow, this is exciting. This is great. This is exactly what I needed to be. And I guess for me, it's just that experience of not knowing that and being educated on it and being understood as, okay, this is a reality. This is something that is real, that is something that you understand it to be a matter of fact. And I can't explain it other than it's been a wonderful ride. And we're going to see how it turns out, for better or worse.